Blog Talk Radio.
At 3:02 in the afternoon, and I have made a conscious decision on the program from now on. I'm going to do whatever I can to be positive and uplifting. One of the problems with that is this. I also have several people that listen, some locally, that they absolutely want me to give statistics on COVID-19. So I'm going to get that out of the way. And let me get my glasses on. As many of my longtime listeners know, and many of the folks that I'm friends with on Facebook and elsewhere, 2 days ago, my father died from COVID-19. It's an insidious disease, and I'll be very thankful, and I ask God daily to protect myself and my family from it. I ask God to protect you from it. As I've stated before, if I get it or my wife gets it, we're dead. I've got a precious daughter-in-law down in Ardmore, Oklahoma, that if she gets it, she's dead. None of the three of us. She has no immune system that I know of. And just a second, I got to put the lid back on the thermos. I have almost no immune system. Mine's due to several things wrong with me, that being old. Got to get a sip, folks. And that is an airplane flying overhead. I'm wearing headphones, and I can still hear it, so I know that you can too. Plus, I titled the show Tuck on a Show But Live from the Barnyard because through the wall to my right are a bunch of poultry that my wife has. And Today was going to be the day that the boys would be working on the second chicken, the second poultry yard for the ducks. Instead, my wife put them out working on skirting my son Benjamin's mobile home simply because cold weather is on the horizon. It's been here twice already. I digress. Let me get back to COVID-19. Now, I do need to state that these are as accurate as I can find on statistics. And I'll preface this with, I am no microbiologist. I'm retired and I'm not any kind of a medical expert. And I'll tell you that right up front. But I am a grandpa. I'm a pawpaw. I'm a great grandpa, actually. And, I'm a father, a husband, a brother, a son. So these matter to me. Now, in the United States, 14,367,462 people have been infected with this awful virus. And 227,885 people were added to the rolls of those infected with it as of yesterday. 278,932 people have died here in America from it. Got to get a sip. As of yesterday, and that was added to by 2,607 individuals. As of yesterday, in Oklahoma, where I'm located at, we've had 213,245 people become infected, and that was added to by 4,370 people overnight last night, or as of this morning when I first checked. We've had 1,874 people die from the disease from COVID-19, and that was added to by 14 people as of this morning. Now, I live in Maury County, Oklahoma, and that's where I'm sitting right now. It's pretty much in the center of Maury County. It's a very small county as far as land mass, and we don't have a large population. But I'm going to give the statistics for the counties surrounding us. Carter County is to the south and west. It borders Maury County on the south and west. And Carter County, as of this morning, has had 1,852 people become infected, and that was added to by 42 individuals in the last 24 hours. Garvin County, to the north of us, has had 1,695 people become infected, and that was added to by 24 people as of this morning. And Johnston County, to the south and east of us, 572 people have tested positive, and that was up by 13 people this morning, overnight, basically. And in Maury County, 737 people have tested positive, and that was 43 people overnight. Now, before I go on to Pontotoc County, Maury County is very small, and we have probably 7,000 people, 8,000 at the most, living in our county. So 737 people being infected is roughly 10% of our population. Pontotoc County, to the east and northeast of us, 2,156 people have become infected, and that was up 51 people overnight. Now, Ada, Oklahoma is where my wife and I have to go to our doctor. And Ada has 1,781 people that have tested positive. That is up 45 people overnight. Ada, Oklahoma is the county seat of Pontotoc County. Ardmore, Oklahoma, to the south of us, and Ardmore is the county seat of Carter County. and that's where my daughter-in-law lives. Ardmore has had 1,426 people test positive. That was up 29 individuals. Davis, Oklahoma, 4 miles to the north of where I'm sitting right now, 225 people have tested positive. That was up 15 people. Sulphur, Oklahoma, 8 miles to the east as the bird flies, 480 people have tested positive in Sulphur, and that's 25 people were added to those that have been infected overnight as of this morning. Now, let me put this back in my notebook I carry in my bibbed overalls pocket, get rid of these reading glasses, and get a sip. And then we'll go to the subject matter of today's program. Oh, and with that, I've got to add more hot beverage, caffeine, to my favorite mug so that I can talk unabated due to dying from thirst. My sweetheart, Linda, she takes care of me. She makes sure that I have what I need. Now, I titled the program today, Tuckla Neshoba is the title of the show, but the program, Tuckla Neshoba, Neshoba Live from the Barnyard, that means two wolf, is due to the fact the broadcast originates in a farm. We live on a farm, and I'm going to back up, and I'll get to the subject matter of today's program, and that is I discuss some things that might take some of the stress and boredom out of your life, period, and then I hope they will after that period. But to first-time listeners, I'll explain my situation here. Where we're at right now, we moved here from Daugherty, Oklahoma, Daugherty, D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y, from an old homestead over there we lived at for 21, 22 years. I don't know exactly, but we moved from there here. This is some property that my best friend Jerry and I moved a bisectional military office building. It's in two pieces. It was basically an office building, and we moved it in, joined it together. I'll give an abbreviated version of moving it over here. Jerry had a farm truck. I had a sign business. We painted a wide load sign, and we bootlegged the halves over here and parked them next to each other, then moved them and hooked them together, wired it, set it up so it's anchored to dead men underneath the mobile, if you will, welded the anchoring to the frame. So basically what we have with the wiring system, roof, and everything, we live in a giant Faraday cage. It's a very nice home for us, it is. We turned that bisectional office building into a 6-bedroom, 2-bathroom home, which is what it is these days. There have been some problems with it, but it was an older setup, and we're working on it. But anyway, this is giving you a little background on me and mine. We moved here. We had to add a porch to it. We've added a few other things to it, and a septic system and such. We built a swimming pool enclosure. It's basically a house that was screened in with shade cloth so we could put our swimming pool in it and keep the mosquitoes from eating us alive. That was about 3 years ago, I guess, we did that. Well, at present, my sons are dismantling that and using the material from that. We had a big 20-foot across swimming pool. And or 18 feet across, I don't remember exactly. It was fair sized for what it was. We built that, you know, built a building around it, and the reason we did was to keep the bugs away from us. Well, now they're taking the material from that and using it to add on to my son Benjamin's small mobile home and to skirt around it. Got to get a sip. There, about 4 years ago, we've been living here about 6 years, soon to be seven. About 4 years ago, we had a storage building and that was moved here on the property to store my son Benjamin's belongings in. Well, he and his wife moved to a different place. He no longer needed it. We paid it off. It was a rent-own thing. And I used that for a little bit as my office to do the radio show and the other things I do for money. And I outgrew it. We needed storage space. And there's one of the roosters crowing, which never fails. That's why it's live from a barnyard. So we had this, I guess it's like 20-foot long, 10-foot wide storage building. It wasn't enough. Prior to that, I was using one of the bedrooms in our home as a office place to broadcast from. That didn't work for long, so we moved it into the storage building. That didn't last very long, so we bought some material. And my sons and I, we built me an office where I'm at now. So it looks like a big fat L, or did. Then we put poultry that you're hearing now, probably, to the due north of this office. And it's a fairly large poultry yard. And so they built a chicken coop onto the west or south wall of my office. And that's over explanation, I know, but that is the essence of why you're hearing roosters crow. You'll hear chickens cackle, you'll hear dogs bark, you'll hear all kinds of things, and that is because I'm doing the show from an office attached to a storage building in the middle of our farm. That is the long explanation. You ask me what time it is, I tell you how to build a watch. Got to get a sip. It's been enjoyable being here. It actually has. Our family loves living here. And where I work, which is where I'm sitting right now, is probably a whole 30 steps to the stairs going up to the front porch and into our home. So I'm real close to where I live, and I work real close to where I live. Now, I want to give a shout out to some folks, Mom, my brother, John, brother, Michael, Paul, my sister, Amy, sister, Lisa, grandnieces, grandnephews, nephews, nieces. I love all of you. My friend Chris Kimball, I know he listens sometimes. He made me some masks to keep from getting the virus, and I appreciate that. I'm still using the one I started with, actually. I'm going to go to the first break. It's about 2 minutes long. And when I come back, I'll dive right into discussing some things that might relieve some stress and boredom and maybe help you. I hope they do. I'll be back shortly, folks. a lot of the things going on are absolutely negative. And you have people trying to mind your business right and left. You've got people at opposite ends of the political spectrum throwing mud as hard as they can at each other. I imagine you've had friends that have talked to you about your political views and religious views. I know I do. The problem I have is I have friends that are both liberal and conservative. And me, I'm a libertarian. I'm financially conservative and socially liberal. And I personally don't believe our government has any business trying to legislate morality, period. They need to leave everything alone in that arena. But that's my opinion. And I might be wrong. I admit I make a lot of mistakes and I make a lot of wrong statements. Got to get a sip. And that was so good going down, I'm going to get me some more. Java, Java, Java. 3:23 in the afternoon and I'm still drinking coffee, but I like my coffee. I like the flavor of it, and I'm going to say something that's going to offend some people. But decaffeinated coffee is pathetic. You need that caffeine to make coffee taste right. I'm just saying that. I've drank decaffeinated. It doesn't do a thing for me. But getting back to the subject matter, with all the stress, you know, this pandemic, and it is a pandemic, folks, and it is causing mayhem worldwide. It's cost a lot of people their employment. I mean, I have a lot of friends that are out of work right now, and the unemployment's running out. I have friends that are close to being homeless. I have friends that live in fear due to the lack of money, and they're not, you know, just here locally. I have friends all over the place. I have friends on Facebook. I have friends on other social media. I have friends I communicate with via telephone and texting, and a lot of them are worried. No money. I understand that. Boy, do I understand that. I've been there. Sometimes I am there. Now, COVID-19 has created an undue amount of stress. It's interfered with almost every walk of life, in life. And people are stressed out. They're flat worried. And they're worried about their health going bad. They're worried about their income. They're worried about everything. They worry about their loved ones. So that amounts to a huge amount of stress. Like I stated earlier in this program, I recently lost my own daddy to COVID-19. I have some good friends, the Nelson family, Dan, Shane, and Susan, Shane being the son, they lost Dan. Early, 2 o'clock in the morning, the same day I lost my dad. So they didn't lose him due to COVID-19, I don't think, but he had lung problems that ended up killing him. And it's really sad. So what can you do to help with all that? Now, I have these written down, but they're not really in any particular order. One thing you can do if you have a doctor is talk to your doctor about supplements that can help ease the worry. I'm not going to suggest any because I'm not a medical doctor and I'm not going to practice medicine without a license Or you can go to a nutrition store, or to Walmart even, or to any number of big box stores that sell supplements, and figure out what you need to make you feel better. That's one thing you can do. Work on getting enough sleep. I have folks that if they do not get enough sleep, they do not function, period. My son is, Nick is one of those folks. My wife and I are similar. I don't need as much sleep as my wife does, but I've been getting quite a bit lately. And I do take some supplements. I take vitamin D oil. I take garlic oil in capsules. I take L-lysine because I'm diabetic and it helps regenerate my tissue. And I have arthritis, so I use some stuff called Blue Emu. It's an ointment, topical ointment. It's blue in color. I put it on. It helps make the pain go away. Now, so you use supplements. What is something else you can do? Well, one thing you can do is get outside. If you live in a city, even being in a big city, if you go outside and get some sunlight and some fresh air, if you can get fresh air, it will help you. Going for a walk outside will help you. It will help ease some of the stress. You know, and one thing you can do, and I'll get back to the walking. One thing you can do is if you live, wherever you live, if you live in a house, fine. If you live in an apartment, fine. If you have windows, find out what house plants you can put in your home and to help purify your air that do not take a lot of sunlight. And if you have windows that have sunlight, study on the house plants and put you some house plants in your home. My wife does that in our home. She's got a bucket load of house plants. We live on a farm so that, you know, we have plants all around us. We live right across the street from a mountain that has deep woods before you get to the actual mountain itself. So we have a lot of scenery around us. But if you can get out into nature, if you can go somewhere that has running water, and if not running water, some place that has a lake or a pond where the wind can make it have waves, but the sound of waves lapping on a shore or crashing on rocks or a moving stream going over rocks, if you sit, next to where there is running water, it definitely has a calming effect. You know, most of your human body is made up of water. We have to have it. It's something we have to live. And being near a natural source of it is, it helps, folks. It really does. I really, you know, we live near, where we live in Murray County, Oklahoma, let me get a sip, is basically a tourist location. People come from all over the world, literally, to come here. We have a national park to the east of us. It's called Chickasaw National Recreation Area. I pronounce Chickasaw because that is how Chickasaw is supposed to be pronounced. But anyway, and it has a lake called Lake of the Arbuckles, Arbuckle Reservoir, whatever you want to call it. It has an area with Rock Creek and Buffalo Creek, Antelope Springs, Buffalo Springs, Artesian Springs, all through that park, and those creeks flow all the way down until they run off into Veterans Lake, and then when Veterans Lake overflows, it runs off until it hits Washita River eventually. But the thing is, we have a river runs through our county. We have cold, clear running water all over the place. We have a creek called Honey Creek that originates just west of a park the city of Davis owns called Turner Falls Park. You can go ahead and use a search engine and look up Turner Falls Park or Chickasaw National Recreation Area, and you can get a glimpse of where I live. Well, in Turner Falls Park, my three oldest sons work there. They're creating bike trails, and they're creating extra hiking areas and parking areas and camping areas. That's what they do. And so my wife and I sometimes take my three grandchildren, my son Nick's three children, and we go over there and we let them run amok out next to Honey Creek. Gorgeous place, clear running water, fresh air. And what that does, it helps them with stress. Because right now, with this pandemic going on, and because my wife and I live here, and we have feeble immune systems, the grandchildren have to school at home. They have to. The public school system in Maury County, both in Sulphur and Davis, they've had a lot of infections. Got to get a sip. For the most part, 80% of the people that get infected in Oklahoma with COVID-19 get a mild case. But in someone who has health problems to begin with, COVID-19 will exploit those weaknesses in your immune system and in your health and will kill you. I know people other than just my father this has happened to. It's horrible. And it basically keeps you from being able to breathe. You have to go on a respirator or be intubated, tube run down into your lungs to get you oxygen. And very few people have recovered from the virus when they've had to have that done. But you get out in nature and you sit by a stream, by a river, wherever, you watch the water, by a lake, even a pond. My best friend Jerry, he's got 7 large ponds that are basically private lakes. He owns a bunch of lodges here in southern Maury County, and he's building an area right now in Honey Creek for people to come camp cheaply and enjoy the water. Right now the creek's not flowing real hard. We're basically in kind of a drought. Even when we do get rain, it doesn't do the replenishment it should. But it'll be okay. I got to get a sip. But we've covered taking supplements, going for a walk, connecting with nature, sitting near running water. Covered houseplants, and then I'm going to bring up something, incense, burning incense in your home. I have incense and incense burner here in my office. It elevates your spirit. If you can go online and look up different aromas that help in different ways. I use sandalwood and sage. I love, and jasmine. I love smelling it. It does elevate my mood. It makes me feel better. Now, another thing you can do is keep a daily journal or diary and write down your feelings And write down suggestions to yourself to make you feel better, to stop being as depressed. And I have to tell you something. Depression is not curable by simply not wanting to be depressed. I know that. Let me get a sip. Many times people have manic depression or they're bipolar. They have a chemical imbalance in their body and they need professional help, and I'm not a professional. You may need to see a counselor and figure out. I'm not going to say which one of my sons is having issues with that, but one of them is. And he has a counselor, he takes medication, and it helps. It helps you cope. But if you journal or use a diary, it will. You can keep basically a record of what you're doing and maybe help yourself with your depression and your stress. I don't do a journal. I don't do a diary. Most of the time, I'm too busy to be depressed. That sounds stupid, I know, but it's the truth. What helps me coping with the things I have to deal with? My wife. Excuse me, I have the best woman in the world that loves me with all her heart. She takes care of me. I'm desperately in love with her after 44 years of marriage to her. That gives a little bit away about my age, but she owns me. She does. I fell in love with her the first time I ever saw her, and I'm more in love with her every day as life goes on. I truly am. But if you have a mate or someone you're close to, whether it's a friend or a relative, make sure you nurture that relationship. Another thing you can do, you know, is listen to good soothing music. Now, I'm going to say something that is going to offend some folks. Hang on a second. Having problems with my headset. I'm not used to wearing earphones. I normally don't. I'm going to have to start doing it a lot more so I can get used to it. And they're over the ear. They're not earbuds. They're actually a very high quality set. And it gives me a degree of difficulty. Now, when I come back from this break, I'll discuss soothing music with you. Don't go away. I'll be back in about 3.5-4 minutes.
Thank you.
back. Soothing music, uplifting music. Now, not everybody likes classical music. I like all kinds of music, and that sounds crazy. And I am a musician. And my left hand has sustained a lot of damage over the years. I'm not trying to gross anybody out, but I was a police officer for a long time. And while effecting an arrest on a person, they stabbed me through my left hand with a Gerber dagger. I don't know which one it was. It was a long one. It had serrated edges on either side. It was a two-sided dagger, and toward the hilt, toward the handguard, it was serrated on both sides. And the individual that stabbed me in the hand twisted and pulled it out and took small pieces of bone out with the knife. I did get the man under arrest. I won't go into the rest of the detail. But that and the fact that affecting an arrest on some other individuals, 2-on-1, and I used to be a tough guy, but they got me down and stomped on my left hand. I'm left-handed, and that was my gun hand, and now I cannot close my fingers on my left hand. The ring finger and middle finger at the top have a big gap. The ring finger is twisted off to one side because I sustained heavy damage to it. I've sustained heavy damage to the hand. I'm using some stuff now. My doctor gave me some stuff that is basically topical chemotherapy for my joints and for that hand. And while it did help, when other people got it, especially someone that is younger, that other ointment made my son Brandon sick for 3 days. I've used it on my wife a couple of times. It did help. Excuse me. Got to get a sip. But I play guitar right-handed, even though I'm left-handed, and using the Blue Emu, and I'm not endorsing them. I'm endorsing them. They're not my sponsor. I get nothing from them other than pain relief and therapy on places I've sustained injuries. But when my left hand is working real well, I'm one of the slickest blues guitarists you ever want to come across. That is not a brag, folks. I'm just stating a fact. And I'm looking forward to being able to do that again relatively soon. So, I'm a musician. I play a lot of different instruments. I sing when I want to. And I enjoy music. I enjoy all kinds of music. But heavy metal, for some, if it's a heavy metal ballad like Journey or Metallica or a few of those folks, some of their music is soothing. And some music makes you want to get up and dance and shout and exercise, whatever. That's fine. But raucous music that espouses violence and uses a lot of profanity is not going to help you with your depression, your stress. It might relieve you temporarily of some boredom, but find music that you like that alters your mood for the better, because music can do that, and listen to it. My granddaughter, who lives here, walks around with earbuds in, listening to her music on her cell phone all the time. I think it's cute. Gotta get a sip. But if you do that, and I subscribe to a lot of different channels on YouTube, and a lot of the guys I watch, like Red Poppy Ranch, Alex Steele's another one, Bobby Duke Arts, Bobby Duke down in Texas, a lot of the folks I watch wear cordless earbuds, and they either listen to books that are being spoken, the spoken word, or scriptures. My best friend Jerry, he listens to scriptures on his phone. A lot of folks do that. They listen to music, and it helps them. Books on tape has a tendency to Amazon Fire. Books from them, and many times they'll be educational, most times. But, you know, soothing music is good for your soul. And this is going to sound funny. If you're singing along with them or just singing a cappella out in the middle of nowhere or in your home is good. It will help relieve the stress. Laughter will help relieve stress. There are several places online you can find jokes and reading them. I have a friend named Beth on Facebook, and she comes up with some of the most outrageous, ribald jokes. And my wife just loves her. We love her. We've never met. I intend to as soon as I can, especially a vaccine that works comes out and this blasted pandemic becomes a thing of the past. I plan on breaking bread with her and her husband, Dr. Howard Kurtz. To give you an idea, excuse me, he's a college professor in sociology. He's a musician. He had a band called, let me think of the name of that band, Straight Shooter. They played a little bit of everything, and I've heard their music. They're real good, but he does music. It's good for your soul. Laughing is good for your soul. Find something that makes you laugh and listen to it. Read it, whatever. Also, visiting with good friends and family when you can is good for your friends, it's good for you. My buddy Jerry and I used every day, we used to meet up and visit and talk about things. And life just, after this pandemic set in, life just interfered with all that. It set in, and we don't get to. Now I do a lot more than I did for a while, but that too is probably soon to become less frequent just due to circumstances. That is friendship, true friendship. I got to get a sip, folks. It's hard to find. He's been a good friend to me. I hope I've been a good friend to him. My best friend in the world is my wife. Love her more than anything in this world. We have an extremely good, solid marriage. We used to fight like cats and dogs, and I'm not being demeaning toward her or myself when I say that. We had to knock the rough edges off of each other. But visiting with her is the highlight of my day every day. It's usually toward the evening. Now, singing, laughter, visiting with friends, soothing music. Now, I'm going to give you another thing that you need to look at taking control of, and that is your life. Many times, you take upon yourself, or at least I do, more responsibility than you should. I'm not saying don't be responsible, but what I am saying is maybe, just maybe, you need to go ahead and look at your situation, and that goes back to a journal or a diary, whichever you want to call it. Write down your innermost thoughts and reflect on them and look back and see, well, maybe I don't need to do that, or maybe I need to do that. But you can't take control of your life and not let someone else be in control of your life. Now, that really can't be applied to young mothers. What I mean by that, let me get a sip. when you've got a baby or you've got very young children, toddlers, we have a toddler living here on the farm. I call him Tigger. He is in charge. He will run you ragged trying to keep up with him. I don't know where he gets all of his energy. Now, he'll eat almost anything. And his sister, she has boundless energy, his older sister. Both these youngsters own me. You know, there's a meme on Facebook I just love. There's this great big over-muscled man covered in tattoos sitting down in a tutu, a pink tutu, a skirt for ballet, and a little girl is across from him, and she's in a pink tutu, and there's a little toy table and a play tea set. And I think the caption goes something like, no matter how big and bad you are, when your daughter asks you to a tea party, you will attend. My son Benjamin has a little girl, my granddaughter Zara Rose, and he has dropped everything to have a tea party with her. She is so smart and so sweet. Her brother, her little two-year-old brother, soon to be three, is scary smart. I mean, he's way too intelligent for his own good. He gets into everything, and I mean everything. And that can and does create problems sometimes, actually most of the time. But young mothers need stress relief too. So if you have a husband that is at work and you're a woman with a small child, play this. You can find this program in the archives. Play it for your husband so that he knows for sure he needs to take some responsibility with the children, so that mommy can do something like take a hot bubble bath with scented candles around the edge of the tub. That gives her some stress relief and makes her feel much better. Got to get another sip. One of the things that I do is I don't do it anymore, but that I used to do, I would never play. My wife made a statement. There's a primitive game called Legend of Zelda. We have it in our parlor, our game room, where my grandson has his computer, and we have a big screen TV and a lot of movies, and we have that game set up in there. I don't play it very often, but she used to love to watch me play that game when we were married in our earlier years. And I would always blurt out, where's the fairy wand? I couldn't find where to get my character regenerated. And then my character would die and I'd have to start over. Well, now she's got me addicted. Excuse me, gotta get a sip. To a game called Four Elements Part 2 or Four Elements 2. And it's just it's not a find it game. It's just you run links on stuff and help the flow. And I'm on my third game of it. I've started over twice already after beating the game, and she's got me addicted to it, but I never used to play. I didn't have time. I was too busy working. And now I play in the evenings, and I play with her laying in her bed watching. It makes her happy. So you need to play at something that is non-stressful. That is non-stressful for me. But take control of your life. Do not take on an extra load and try to play. If you can play, it doesn't matter what it's at. it will help you. Now, folks, I got to go to my last break, and when I come back, I will wrap this program up. Don't go away. If you can at all do it and don't procrastinate. When you put off doing a task or doing something that you know you need to do, go ahead and get it done and over with, because if you do that, what happens is that is one more thing that is not weighing down your soul. Procrastination is something I've never really been good at. My sons and I basically are all workaholics. One of the marks of successful people, and success doesn't necessarily have to be measured in money. My buddy Jerry, 76 years old, he's out there on a skid steer and a backhoe every day. He is building a lake on Honey Creek so that people that come from all over the world down here can come swim in that lake, enjoy the water, and have places to camp and enjoy their family and not have to worry about being molested. And he'll get it done this time. This is about the fourth time he started over. What happens is Honey Creek is fed from a spring that comes up out of the mountains the size of a standard car hood. And then it flows for miles and then empties out into the Ouachita River. There are already seven other dams on that creek. And Jerry owns one of the dams at one of his lodges. This one's a real big dam. It's going to make a shallow lake for people to go swimming in and wading in. And then below the dam will be an area that's basically a natural swimming pool that people can use as well. Now, he works hard. He always has. And at his age, he's still working hard. He is successful in one way other than money, and he's successful financially too. He's happy. He's content. He's thankful for all that he has. And he has quite a bit. I'm successful. I guess in a small way financially, but I'm content in life. I have quite a bit of stuff. And, you know, everything my family has is paid for. My debt. So, we're not, Harry's not in debt. That is due to my being a workaholic, all four of my sons being workaholics. You don't put off tomorrow what you can accomplish today. That way, it's just one more item that is not weighing down your time, your soul, and causing you indigestion and sleepless nights. Now, I'm going to tell you something that is a little bit strange. Not really. If you have a dog or a cat, if you have a pet that you can put your hands on and love on it, let me tell you something. You ever think about this? Dog is God spelled backwards. A dog loves its person with all its heart. It's totally loyal. It is absolutely a wonderful creature. And its loyalty knows no bounds. We have three dogs. They're all rescues. That would eat any one of those dogs would give their lives for their people. They just would. We have one dog. She's part Australian Shepherd or Calahootie or whatever you call it, and part Doberman Pinscher. Her name's Zara, Zarzar. And she acts like every adult in our family, and there's 10 of us living here. She acts like the other dogs that are here on the farm are her children. She acts like the sheep and the male sheep and the goats we have are her children. She's a mama. That's what she is, and she has a heart bigger than anybody I know. But if you have a dog, love on that dog. We have another dog named Jackson, and we got Zara and we got Jackson from a friend of mine named Deb Hardy that has an animal rescue, a dog rescue. They're wonderful animals. Jackson was abused by his last owners. He's real thin, extremely fast, and one of the most loving, well-mannered critters he'll ever come across. He really is. And then my wife has a little half Chihuahua, half Jack Russell Terrier she named Oliver that loves her with all his heart. But being part Jack Russell Terrier, he is independent in a lot of ways. But he loves his Nana. He loves my wife. He sleeps on top of our bed. We won't lay him in the sheets. And sheds all over everything. A lot of times on my vlog on YouTube, I'll have dog hair, and I won't know it until after I look at the video. But he's a sweetheart. I love him to death. Love on your dogs. They'll love back on you. Love on your cats, soft, furry cats. They don't extend the emotional affection that dogs do, but in their own way, cats do. But cats are very independent. But having a pet and loving on that pet is good for your soul. Got to get a sip. Now, I switched over to water. I already ran through basically three quarters of a pot of coffee. That makes two pots I've drunk today. But I feel good. Now, the last thing on my list of things you need to do that you can do to go ahead and relieve some stress in your life is meditation. And I like to add to that prayer. When I'm in the bathtub, I rarely take showers. And the reason is my back has been broken in three places. And so I get into a tub of hot water and soak every evening. It helps me physically. But while I'm in that bathtub, I'm alone, and it's just me, that bathroom, and the presence of God. And I do some serious praying. I pray a lot every day, several times a day. Now, prayer is good for your soul. It's good for my soul. Also, I meditate. But what I usually do when I meditate, I'll get in my old van. I've got a 1990 GMC conversion van. And I'll drive that thing someplace away from everybody. And sometimes I'll just sit in it here in the farm. But I'll sit there and I'm meditating. Or I'll be in my son's Suburban that he's taken me somewhere. And I'll sit in the Suburban after he's gotten out. And a lot of times it's just for prayer and meditation. When I'm in my office alone, a lot of times it is just for prayer and meditation. It helps. We live in perilous times, folks. I've tried to be uplifting and tried to give some sound advice. Now I'm going to tell you something. We live in perilous times. Will it get better? I sure hope it will. I believe it will. It needs to. We all need for it to get better. We all need to have something to look forward to. Most of my life, and I'm an old man now, I'm past Social Security age. But most of my adult life, when I went to bed, and I did not sleep a lot as an adult. Some people just don't need as much sleep. I used to be one of those guys. Anymore, I do need sleep. But most of my adult life, I would go to bed, know that I was going to go to sleep, and in my mind, I would put in my mind something to look forward to the next day. Always. Always look forward to something to wake up to. It might be something as mundane as, well, I'm going to be wearing this pair of socks. It might be seeing someone. Might be kissing my sweetheart in the morning. I still do this. I know that waking up, I can have prayer with my wife, and going to bed, I can have prayer with my wife, and she puts her arms around me from behind me and puts on me, and I say a prayer. That gives me something to look forward to. But prayer and meditation help. Have for me, they've always helped me. I hope your life is going well right now. And if it is not going well, I hope and pray that it will go better. I love you. If you're listening to this program, I love you. You need to know that. I do. I might never have met you, but I love you. And I thank God you're in this world, that you're drawing the breath of life, that you're alive. I pray and hope that God blesses you with more blessings than your catch pail can hold, that you'll have so many blessings you cannot count them all. that if you have sorrow in your life, that God will comfort you, because God is real. He really is. He's absolutely real. He exists. He's not imaginary. He's not some fairy tale. I have friends that claim they're atheist and claims that they had been Christian and now they don't see it and they know that God's a fairy tale, blah, blah, blah. No, he's not. When I say I know that God is real, I felt his presence in my life. There are no other explanations for me surviving some of the things I've been through except God protected me. He shielded me. He is real. And he loves you. I love you. Now, that is a chicken out there announcing to the world she just laid an egg. That is why it's called Tuklo Neshoba, live from the barnyard. Also, sometimes there are chickens out there in that poultry pen fighting or doing whatever, and then they start squawking. You know, if you've never watched chickens, you should sit down and just watch them. They're hilarious. You really want to see something fun, go buy a box of worms at a bait store and separate the worms and toss them out there and watch the chickens go crazy. One chicken will grab a worm and other chickens will chase that chicken trying to steal the worm from it. It's a lot of fun. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing you can do. Watch birds. I'm not a bird watcher by nature. I'm not what you call a birder. But let me tell you something. Nature was given to us by the God that created all this for our enjoyment. And birds are his creation just like we are. And you will see birds doing a lot of things that are beautiful. They're fun to watch. Well, that's pretty much the program for today. It's supposed to be 90 minutes long, but it's at my discretion. I'm going to close the program down. I just ask you to be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. But you got to start by being kind to yourself. Because if you can't be kind to yourself, you can't be kind to others. If you do not love yourself, you cannot love others. And there's all those chickens cackling out there. A guy named Kent Rollins on YouTube, Cowboy Kent Rollins, he's a country cook, and he calls eggs cackleberries because when chickens lay eggs, they cluck and they cackle. And they're announcing to the world they just had an unborn baby. Folks, that's the program today. God bless you, and I mean that. I love you, and I mean that. And I will do this again this coming Thursday afternoon at 3:00. Bye.